Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And as I oftentimes do to kick off the show, I'm going to go to my favorite bastion of news, Yahoo News, who for day after day kept criticizing President Trump. And I am sure, I am positive that they will continue that trend of speaking truth to power and criticize Biden just as strongly as they did for day after day, year after year, against Donald Trump. So I'm looking forward to seeing the fact checks that they're doing against our current president, making sure that the public stays informed. All right, here we go. It's Yahoo.com. Story number one, Cheney wishes she could take back her vote for president. Republican Liz Cheney, who says she voted for then-President Donald Trump in the 2020 election because of his policies, wishes, and then doesn't have any, that's the byline. So I got to click through to the story to read it. But before I do that, I'm going to scan the other articles on the front page here and see where the Biden stories are, the stories critical of Joe Biden. And that's interesting. I'm not seeing any of them. I'm beginning to think that Yahoo may be biased. No, they're a major website. They have a news division. They wouldn't be biased. That would be wrong. That would be wrong of them. I'm sure that they just don't have. I'm sure Joe Biden was just a perfect gentleman this week. And next week, I will find the stories critical of Joe Biden. But in the meantime, let's go ahead. I'm going to click through to this story regarding Ms. Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney says she regrets voting for Trump in 2020. Well, that's cool because it looks like the voters and Republicans regret voting for you. And that is why you've been ousted from leadership, and deservedly so. Let's see what the neocon daughter of the quintessential neocon, Dick Cheney, has to say. All right, so here's the article. Representative Liz Cheney on Friday said she regretted voting for former President Donald Trump in the 2020 election, given his efforts to overturn his defeat and sow doubt in the integrity of the process. What do you mean, sow doubt? In my opinion, the process was pretty obviously flawed. I mean, come on. Even the Democrats say that the U.S. Postal Service isn't able to handle the load that they have now. And then you're going to throw all those votes through there, and then you're going to mail out votes that people didn't ask for. So the process is already in doubt. But let's continue here. All right, so here's a quote from her. What does it say about the party choosing somebody to replace you who was effectively chosen by Donald Trump and saying what he's been saying, those very lies you were talking about? Carl asked Cheney in the interview, which will air in full on this week on Sunday. What it says is that the party is actually doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're actually backing the will of the people. And I think the party, the Republican Party, understands that the people are pissed. They see the writing on the wall. They probably have got tons of calls coming in. They see the numbers on social media. They see the responses. Everyone knows this thing was a sham. And they don't want to lose their jobs. So by taking someone like Liz Cheney, who's at the forefront of being critical against Donald Trump, and kicking her out, they're doing themselves a big favor. All right, let's continue with this trash she's gotten to say. I think it's dangerous. I think we have to recognize how quickly things can unravel, Cheney told Carl. We have to recognize what it means to the nation to have a former president who has not conceded and who continues to suggest that our electoral system cannot function, cannot do the will of the people. What's dangerous is to not investigate that, is to not investigate it. After all of these state Senate hearings that we've had, if you've watched them, you know that fraud at the very least is possible. And in fact, in my opinion, probable and has happened. But even if you don't believe that, the idea in this country, how many times do we have to go through this? You know, one of the party tries to shut the people up from even questioning. And to call this dangerous, that's a lot more dangerous. To make it where you can't even look into the process, where you can't even investigate to make sure that something is fair, that's way more harmful than any of the suggestions that she's making of something being dangerous. All right, then the story goes ahead and fills in some background on this. After an unsuccessful attempt in February, Republicans with the backing of GOP leaders removed Cheney from the number three party leadership post in a closed-door vote Wednesday amid her repeated criticisms of Trump and his comments about the 2020 election. Good. On Friday, the conference overwhelmingly appointed Stefanik, who was endorsed for the position by Trump, to fill her role. Stefanik has also promoted some of the unfounded conspiracy theories questioning the election results in Arizona and voted against the election results in Pennsylvania on the House floor on January 6th. More trash from this trash article. I mean, do you think it's biased? Does anyone, whether you or not you believe that the election was stolen from Trump, can you not see how incredibly biased this is? I mean, some of the unfounded conspiracy theories, they held state Senate hearings, and if you just watch them, you can't say that they're unfounded. Are there people out there who actually fall for this trash? I mean, there must be. There must be, otherwise they would keep doing it, right? I mean, who wrote this garbage? Benjamin Siegel, ace reporter for ABC News, Benjamin Siegel, wrote this story. Well, Benjamin Siegel, based on what I'm reading in this article, is a poor reporter. Oh, he might have money, but he's bad at reporting. Let's continue with Liz Cheney's unfounded smears here. The typical neocon 1990s style, early 2000s style smears, frankly, it's the same kinds of things that the Chinese Communist Party says about democracy, that it's a failed system and America's a failed nation, Cheney said of Trump's election comments promoted by many Republicans. I won't be part of that. And I think it's very important for Republicans who won't be part of that to stand up and speak out. All right, let's break down this Dick Cheney style, uninspired nonsense. Frankly, it's the same kinds of things that the Chinese Communist Party says about democracy. Well played, Liz. Well played. So now, if somebody is critical of the election system in this country, then they're lining up with China. Frankly, it's the same kinds of things that the Chinese Communist Party says about democracy. Hey, idiot. The Chinese Party doesn't like people speaking out against them. They try to silence people and make them shut up. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say and say the same thing that you did. Frankly, that's a behavior of Chinese communists. So Liz Cheney is acting the way that the Chinese communists act. So now when you think of Liz Cheney trying to get people to stop speaking out against wrongdoing, I want you in your mind to relate her to the Chinese Communist Party. See how that works? So is that the level of childish discourse that you want? So I'm rubber, you're glue. What you say to me bounces off and sticks to you. Because, I mean, that's basically what we've come down to, right? Adults name-calling each other. So notice that she hasn't said anything of substance. She hadn't said specifically what policy issues she has against Donald Trump. The only thing that she said is that it's dangerous in some nebulous way to criticize, or even less than criticize, to even investigate, to even question. Yeah, Liz Cheney and her ilk are the kind of people that we need to vote out and we need to remove from office. Why are they even working? I mean, didn't they make enough money off the taxpayers already? Are they just so megalomaniacal that they'd have to stay in government? They have to keep manipulating world events. Cheney's leadership was called into question earlier this year when she voted to impeach Trump following the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. Attack on the U.S. Capitol. Oh, man. Well, I guess that's it. You know, people marched on the Capitol, and because of that, I suppose nobody can ever say anything again. Nobody can criticize the establishment ever again because of what happened on January 6th. Get the hell out of here. attack, the founding fathers would be laughing at you. Since that attack, Cheney has been an outspoken opponent of Trump's, blaming him for inciting violence that day and painting him as a threat to democracy. I think the issue is really Donald Trump, and it really is the party, and whether we're going to be a party that's based on truth. Oh, boy. Yeah, neocon Liz Cheney, based on truth. Hey, did you guys ever find the weapons of mass destruction? Liz Cheney, who on Twitter promotes every possibility of war, and that's really why she doesn't like Donald Trump. Because he was making peace throughout the world, and these people who make their profits off of war, they can't stand it, and they can't stand him. And they don't care who gets smeared. They don't care whose career has to end. They don't care even, I think, who has to die. They want to make their money, and that's that. Trump wasn't part of their club, and that drives them crazy to no end that he got by them and that he got elected. Well, I hope he runs again, and I hope he wins, and I hope he drives them even battier than before. I hope that all these fools come down with a case of TDSS, Trump Derangement Super Syndrome. I hope that as angry as they were last time, I hope they get even angrier. Remember that person when Trump was elected was out there going, no, I hope that no lasts twice as long. All right, what else can we talk about? Oh, guys, did you see Rand Paul absolutely destroy Fauci earlier this week? I mean, I know people have been talking about it, but I haven't heard them really kind of break it down. They played a couple of clips, but I would really like to go a little bit more in depth on it. And there's this term being thrown around called gain of function. And from what I've been able to understand, it seems like that term means that they're taking a virus and they're giving it extra abilities. They're like giving it superpowers. They're giving it extra functions. And so that's gain of function. Well, Rand Paul was trying to get out of Fauci if he supports gain of function. And Fauci is tap dancing. Like, you ever see one of those old, you know, movies or cartoons or whatever, and the guy's got the gun and he's shooting at the feet of the other person, and that other person is dancing around trying not to get hit by the bolts? That's what Fauci was doing. It was really remarkable to see him weasel his way around with those words like a politician would do. I do have a bit of an issue with Rand Paul in that he kept trying to argue that Fauci was for gain of function. And I suppose that might actually make sense because, you know, if they can prove that Fauci was supporting something that's illegal, then, you know, that makes Fauci look pretty bad and they might be able to get him on something. I don't know. But it seems to me that no matter what Fauci called it, that's what he was doing. He was making viruses stronger. Maybe not personally, but he was helping organizations to do that. And to me, that's the meat of the issue. We're not supposed to be doing that, and yet we are funding it and doing it. So let me play a little bit of that exchange and see what you think.
We don't know whether the pandemic started in a lab in Wuhan or evolved naturally, but we should want to know.
Actually, let's pause that right there, because I, who put stock in many conspiracy theories, probably I would even say most of which have come true over the past couple of years if you've been listening to this show, I missed this one. Because back when they were saying that this was a man-made virus and it didn't come from a bat, I thought they were crazy, because who would purposely unleash something like this? Well, get this. French Nobel-winning scientist, I don't know if I'm saying this name right, Luc Montagnier, has sparked a fresh controversy by claiming that the SARS-CoV-2 virus came from a lab and is the result of an attempt to manufacture a vaccine against the AIDS virus. In an interview given to French CNews channel and during a podcast by Pourquoi Docteur, I have no idea how to say those words. Professor Montagnier, who, get this, co-discovered HIV, claimed the presence of elements of HIV in the genome of the coronavirus and even elements of the germ of malaria are highly suspect, according to the Asian Times. Okay, so that was one of them, right? Now, this other guy, I don't have time to find the story, but you can Google it. Trust me. Okay, it's true. The story is true. I don't know if what the guy is saying is true, but he seems really, really plausible. Okay, he says that by looking at it, you can tell because it has a mark on it that the coronavirus is man-made. And on top of that, he says that they claim that it came from bats, but the Chinese have been testing bat after bat, thousands of bats, and they haven't found one with the coronavirus. So if that's true, where did the assumption that this jumped from a bat even come from? They just made it up. So even though I originally missed this COVID-19 made in a lab conspiracy theory, I am now on board with it. And only time will tell who is right about this, but I am now on the side of it came from a lab. I flip-flopped. I thought it came from a bat. Now I think it came from a man. But I want to stick with the conversation between Fauci and Rand Paul and listen to this BS. It's amazing.
Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Okay, so first of all, listen to this answer. Now, maybe Fauci is just kind of, you know, Joe Biden losing it. But listen to the way that Fauci answers this question. I'm going to replay that section right now.
You are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research.
He says you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH, National Institute of Health, does not and has not ever funded gain of function. So he's saying he's incorrect in saying that they do not fund gain of function. So that means that they do. All right, but like I said, maybe, actually I'll play it again so you can hear it for yourself one more time.
You are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain of function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Okay, so he left himself kind of an out, right? So if they ever say, you said that they didn't fund it, but they do fund it, he said, well, I said you're incorrect that they did not fund it. But, I mean, maybe that's reaching a little bit, okay? Now, notice he also said that you're incorrect in saying that, assuming that he meant that they do not fund it. Fauci said that they do not fund it in Wuhan. But does that mean they fund it elsewhere? Well, let's listen to this next section. This is right after the question that was just given.
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrett's gain of function research?
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain of function research. And if it is, it's according to the guidelines and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
You don't think inserting a bat?
Okay, so did you hear that? So he said that they do not support gain of function. They do not fund gain of function research. But then said, but if we do, it's in North Carolina, not in China. All right, so I'll play that again.
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrett's gain of function research?
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain of function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
I mean, you gotta hear what he's doing, right? You must realize the way that he's playing with words so he doesn't have to admit the truth. All right, I'm going to let the clip finish out.
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina, not
You don't think
in
inserting
China.
A bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain-of-function?
That is
you would
not
be in a minority because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So,
this is what I'm talking about when I say that Rand Paul got Fauci to act like such a politician is that he was put on the spot and he had, I mean, in my opinion, he's lying. You can call it what you want. If you're adding functions to the virus, that's gain of function, right? Is that not correct? And apparently, how many scientists did Rand Paul say was in that? 150, 250, however many scientists there were. They agree that that is gain of function. So it's funny because the United States said that you can't do that. It was made illegal, I think, under Obama, actually. They said that you can't do that type of research. And then they go ahead and they still do it. But by calling it something else, they can get away with it, or at least they think they can get away with it. Apparently, they can get away with it because I don't think anything's going to come of it. I hope something does. But, you know, this is the modern politics. This is what we do nowadays. That's like the Shaggy defense. You know that song where he's like, the girl catches the guy, right, messing around with another girl. And he just keeps saying, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And that's the whole song, right? He just keeps saying, it wasn't me. And she took pictures, you know, she took photos. She's got evidence, but he just keeps saying, it wasn't me. Even though it was clearly him, that's the Shaggy defense. It wasn't me. Shaggy is the name of the singer, not Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, but... But I would love if somebody took Fauci and took that little clip and then made a whole parody of him singing that song with different words, of course, but keeping that same chorus of, it wasn't me. You know, I saw you handing over the money. It wasn't me. But, you know, the to put the capper on this, we have elements of the government that is funding research that was banned. And I mean, I guess you can argue that they're doing it legally because they're just using that defense and saying that it's not the illegal thing. It's something else, even though we're doing the same thing as the illegal thing. It's not called the illegal thing. So therefore, it's OK. But they're still doing it. And then those same people that are making that happen get put into positions of power where they can tell us things that are simply not true. And you have an entire party, and God, you know, God bless the Democrats, but they are backing bad actors, and they've closed their mind off so much that even when it's obviously pointed out to them, they still won't believe it. You should see the comments under this exchange that's on YouTube between Rand Paul and Fauci. And I guess I should say Dr. Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci. But there are so many people defending Fauci and attacking Rand Paul. But if you just watch the exchange, you can see clearly that Fauci is dancing around the answers that he does not want to give. So despite what you're seeing in front of your eyes, you still have people defending Fauci. And I wonder if those are real people sometimes, because how could you fall for this, right? Okay, so I got to wrap it up here. Let me give you one more thing. Guys, can I stay on the conspiracy thing for a second? How can our pipeline earlier this year was hacked? How is that possible? How can you have an entire, you know, a delivery system hacked, and an important one, to the United States? So they say the gas prices have gone up as a result of this hack. Guys, are you so dependent on the internet that some hacker can just get your password or socially engineer something, or however they're doing it, to hack into our fuel delivery systems? And you can't just flip a switch and bypass it. You're just like at the mercy of whoever decides to kind of break into our systems. It's crazy to me and a little unlikely. So I don't know what's going on with that, but you'll see some story will come out later on and we'll get to the bottom of it. And we'll see that this whole thing was just some kind of setup or something. They're blaming the Russians as they usually do. Whatever. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to me this week. I will be back again next week. I'm the Ed Man. This is the How to Kill an Hour radio show. And hey, have a good one, everybody. See ya. Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And as I oftentimes do to kick off the show, I'm going